I had a bunch of asides that I wanted to dive into, like Feynman path integrals, because it seems to me that there's some kind of a deep symmetry between multiverse theory and Feynman path integrals.
You're absolutely right. He believed in multiple histories, but to the extent that he thought that these were actually physically real things or merely mathematical objects is open to question. He was relatively silent on the matter. He was certainly a realist, but he made one of the worst quips. And he's an absolute genius, probably next to Einstein, the second greatest physicist of the 20th century. But he said, if you think you understand quantum theory, you don't understand quantum theory, which is nonsense. Hugh Everett understood quantum theory. David Deutsch understands quantum theory. So that was one of the few occasions where Feynman fell into irrationality and pessimism.
I think it was a Planck who said science advances one funeral at a time.
Yes. Yeah.
Unfortunately, even the best get stuck behind. I see this in my own field where you have some of the greatest investors of our time, like Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, who are just absolute geniuses, but they cannot wrap their minds around cryptocurrencies. The idea that there's going to be an extra sovereign money that is native to the internet and is programmable is foreign to them, because to them, money is always something that has been provided by the government and controlled by the government, and they just cannot imagine it any other way. So it's just the nature of people.